why. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Stevie Jobber.
And it's your boy Dangerous Duke.
And welcome back to the Dangerous Jobbers podcast, putting wrestling over one podcast at a time.
Yes, sir.
A lot of little happened this week. The Bloodline story moves forward. Do you feel overall good wrestling week, bad wrestling week?
Intermediate. I give it an intermediate wrestling week. Not too much happened, not too little happened. It was like right on the line.
And before we get to all of it, look out. Here comes a cheap plug. If you're listening for the first time, Duke, tell them where they can find us.
Time to plug them in. All right. So if you guys have been here before, welcome back. If you haven't been here before, don't laugh at me now. If you haven't been here before, welcome to the channel. You guys know where you can find us, man. Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Dangerous Jobbers Podcast. Just type it right on in. You'll find us there. And then you can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. And then we also have, last but certainly not least, DangerousJobbersWebsite.com. So make sure you check out one or all of them platforms. Make sure you link up with us, drop a like, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell. That way you can stay up to date on everything Stevie Jobber and myself bring to you guys.
Boom. Give it up. All right. And if you are here for the first time, we have a little segment called The Wrestler of the Pod. And this time, The Wrestler of the Pod is coming from Dangerous Duke. Tell us who it is.
Time to turn the page for a new Wrestler of the Pod. And this Wrestler of the Pod, ladies and gentlemen, is somebody you don't want to miss. Obviously, we know the MLW show just recently happened, and we're going to give a good plug and a good shout out to an MLW talent. So this lady is a former BCP tag team champion. She's a former Sabotage tag team champion. She is the current one half of the Shimmer tag team champions. She is the current MLW women's featherweight champion
and the new
WXW Women's Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Delmi Exo. If you guys don't know who she is, I highly, highly suggest you guys look her up, check her out on YouTube, check her out on the social media handles, because she's a talent you're not going to want to miss out on. Definitely a great talent, great look to her. Make sure you check her out. Delmi Exo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shout out to that whole show. I got to see that live, so that was pretty cool.
Ain't you fancy?
It was pretty cool. Everybody went so hard last night. Shout out to everybody from that show. All right, that is our Wrestler of the Pod. Shout out to Boomaye. That is our Wrestler of the Pod. I have some MLW stuff, and then we'll get to the WWE stuff. I felt like AEW was not moving forward to a lot of big things this week. It was just pushing regular stories. So I just got some general thoughts that I wanted to get off and some questions to ask. First off, I just wanted to say really quickly, they're doing this blind tag team thing where I'm not really sure what the concept is. It seems like a bunch of people from other tag teams teaming with people from other tag teams in an effort to accomplish what I'm not really sure of. That being said, I have to say I like the tag team of Darby Allin and Orange Cassidy. They went up against Swerve and Keith Lee last week. And I just would like, I don't know, something about them clicks. Like that's a good dynamic that they have, because one's lazy and doesn't care. One doesn't care because he's like emo and he doesn't care. And they're both wearing jeans, and he's like the negative version of Orange Cat. It's like, it works. Like, it's something about it screams Tony Hawk Pro Skater, and I'm down for that. I'm down for it, you know? Something about that screams Tony Hawk American Wasteland. So I'm down for the dynamic that they have, and Cassidy, like, doesn't care, and Darby's, like, punk rock, so he's He's the he'll be the talking point, and he can kind of just be like, I like it. I feel like if they delved into the dynamic of putting those two together, they could come up with a solid, likable tag team that feels like organically cool.
I agree. The problem is they have to invest in it. And I think where AEW's been lacking with pairing these random people together is they'll do it for like a month and then they'll stop or it'll just fizzle out. You have to actually invest in it. Otherwise, putting these random pairings together to create a tag team is going to end up being like WWE's women tag team division. It's going to be two solid teams and then everybody else just being thrown together and hope that something good comes out of it. So they just have to stick with it. They have to try to make it come together, but not make it seem like it's been pasty glued together. Like it has to feel natural.
And it leads me to a concept that we'll probably end the AEW news on. So yeah, let's keep that in mind because I feel a way about that. The second thing I wanted to say, I'm still waiting to play the AEW game.
Who is it?
I've been beating down Tony about the game, and I wasn't able to get it right away. So
You waiting on Stevie Jobber?
I'm listening to some of the reviews, and I'm trying to be mutual about it until I play the game because that's what I said I was going to do. So I haven't forgot. If anybody's like, "What's your opinion? You was talking all that shit." I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna get there.
You're not going to say nothing else until you get your own
And I'm
analysis on the game.
exactly. Moving on Collision, on their what third or fourth episode of Collision, they had Punk in the main event against Samoa Joe. So, do you feel like, and I feel like I already know the answer to this, but just so I'm not crazy, does it feel like they wasted a huge story right off the bat?
Kind of. It kind of does. But I don't think that's for lack of a simply put, I don't think it's one singular thing that felt like it wasted it. Like, I don't think there's one thing specifically that wasted it. I think there's a number of things. I think the writing for one, and then the other thing is them trying to use Punk in a way that he shouldn't be used, if you can kind of get the drift of what I'm saying. I think that there's a number of things that kind of made this fall flat, and it's not just one singular thing.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure I'm not crazy. Like,
No, you're not. And
and
it's
it,
not, like I said, it's not one thing. It's a multiple of things.
and I'll try to, I'll incorporate it back into my thesis at the end, but that was a random thought I had. I had a question for you, and just in general, where are you at on the Adam Cole and MJF attempting to be friends story? Emotionally, like, where are you?
I think I'm taking it week by week. So when it first dropped that they were going to be a team, it was like, what the hell? This doesn't make sense. Like it, there's no way that they coexist aside from being in a feud together. Obviously, we know this is where it's going to end. We know it's going to one day be Adam versus MJF for the AEW World Title. Might be sooner rather than later, but I'm trying to think of it in the sense of, you have two people who are great on the mic who can tell a story very well. And if one person feels like they're having a slow night, the other can pick it up on the mic. It kind of it's kind of giving me either Kane and Daniel Bryan vibes or Samoa Joe Finn Balor vibes. Like we are not friends, but we need to coexist. And we know sooner or later, one of us is going to end up stabbing the other in the back.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to make some comedy while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's been funny. They've had their funny moments.
It's been funny.
But it's still kind of weird to see them two pair together. So me personally, I'm just taking it week by week.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch it with grace.
Yeah, like I'm not investing too much into it.
It's funny. I gotta give you that. It's funny. But how many times is MJF gonna like befriend his enemy?
Yeah, and
You know?
that's sort of the shtick of MJF at this point.
And like I said, I'm trying to clean slate this thing, but it's so hard to overlook the plot, the like just the writing. So hard to overlook. Which I'll get into again when I wrap this up. The last thing I wanted to talk about, where are you at? They've started the rollout on Nick Wayne, the Prodigy. One half of the East West Express down in GCW with our former wrestler of the pod, our boy Jordan Oliver. Shout out to the Young, Dumb, and Broke.
So for a second, I kind of forgot that Nick Wayne was even affiliated with AEW.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of forgot of how his affiliation tied in with them. But with that being said, it's nice to see that they're actually investing in young talent. Like they're not just going out and getting, you know, these older veterans. Not that there's anything wrong with getting older veterans, but there is such a thing as too much. Like there was a point in time you were signing four or five guys at a time and debuting them all within the same week. So you still have to invest in your younger talent and build them up. And I think Nick Wayne is a tremendous addition to the AEW roster in and of itself. I think that's like the best case scenario for him to be on a bigger stage. I don't think him in WWE at this point would have been the smartest move for him. I think somewhere like AEW is definitely a better opportunity for him because you have more opportunity to mix it up with guys that kind of fit your style. Like you and a Hook would be great. You and a Ricky Starks would be great. And then there's also all these other guys that you could mix it up with. Oh God, there was another young kid that they just brought in not too long ago. The guy out of Philly.
Talking about Action Andrade?
That's yeah, Action Andrade.
Action Andrade?
Yeah, Action Andrade, Action Jackson. I'm forgetting what his name is, but he's another one. There's a lot of young guys there that you can mix it up with that kind of fit your style a little bit more. So I think that's a better move for him.
I hope they pay attention.
Like he doesn't get lost.
I hope they take the time. I hope they pay attention. I hope there's a plan. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. That's
understandable. It's understandable. It is.
We gotta have a. I'll talk to you after this. We gotta have a dark match on something. Somebody said that I saved somewhere about just. It's just not enough to be good anymore.
Okay.
And we'll have a dark match on it once I find the quote exactly. But I hope there's gonna be attention. I hope there's gonna be time. I hope there's gonna be a good layout. Because you know you want all these guys to win. That being said, before I move on to the last thing I was gonna say, there was somebody from AEW I wanted to talk about. Darn it, it escapes me. Anyway, I'll move on.
Oh well.
Because I've lost it. I came up with the idea today that AEW is like UFC in a lot of ways. And I realized my issue with AEW is that I have to look at it like UFC. And I
How
don't
so?
enjoy that. And I say that to say, I feel like for me as a UFC fan, it's not really about a story. I like a guy, I like a fighter, I want to see him fight. Or I like these two guys and their styles, and I would love to see them mix it up, so I'm going to tune in. I feel like a lot of AEW is not story, it's I really like these two guys. It's going to be cool to see them mix it up. And I feel like if you get caught up in story, it's so much harder to watch. But if you look at it like seeing fighters go out there and fight and just being a fan of the guys that are going at it, it's a lot easier to enjoy. And I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but I know for me personally, it makes it so much harder to enjoy. Because I have to start looking at it like UFC. I have to completely not care about the stories and totally like I have to start looking at it like NXT, but everybody's a veteran.
Now, I understand what you're saying, and I 100%, now that you say it that way, I 100% agree with you. And that is a detriment to AEW in a sense. That's going to be ultimately something that shoots them in the foot. Because if we have to start doing that, then we're going to get to a point where we're going to get tired of just watching those guys. We're going to get tired of just watching the show altogether. It's going to be like, man, I love Kenny Omega, but there's really not doing anything with Kenny, and the writing just sucks. It's kind of hard to just watch the same sucky thing with Kenny Omega.
And
Now, I'm not
this
saying,
is, yeah, go ahead. Continue. I want you to get that
I was
out.
saying, I'm not saying I love Kenny Omega. I'm just using Kenny as a prime example. For me, it would be like, man, I love Ricky Starks, but I'm tired of this same old dumb thing that they're doing with Starks. Like, there's no story, there's nothing here. I'm just watching Starks perform. And is tired of watching him perform without any merit to it.
And I feel like I absolutely agree with you. And I feel like that ties into Joe going up against Punk at the fourth Collision episode. Like,
Yeah.
excuse the like great idea to put them in a six man in the first episode, but to waste what could have been story for a few months. And a build and a tremendous rematch is just like fourth match squash. Tie it back to Jade versus Ty Valkyrie two times in a row, dubs, easy, no build. Tie it into like just all these guys and all these stories of just like, why now? Why so early? Why without any preparation? Why?
Yeah.
And
The
it
and it's
just,
lazy it's lazy writing for me.
And
Like, you have all these shows, but it's lazy.
it makes me feel like it's UFC. Like I have to stop caring about the story completely to enjoy it because yes, Punk versus Joe is a great match. Yes, Jay versus Ty is a great match. Yes, Britt versus whoever is a great match. Yes, Kenny versus whoever is a great match. Yes, FTR versus whoever is a great match. Yes, Daniel Bryan versus whoever is a great. Yes, all these people going up against all these people are great matches, but I can't invest in them at all unless I'm just coming there to see a great match. And I feel like it's like a crime almost, you know?
It doesn't help. It doesn't help when we know it's scripted. And our problem is we don't want to watch it because the script still sucks. You still need the story. Otherwise, it's not gonna work. Like even UFC, there's no story, obviously, but UFC's not scripted. So we just know we're going out there to see these two guys fight.
And if there
This is
is,
scripted.
and if there is a story in UFC, it's because of shit that was said. And I
Yeah,
feel like that's
exactly.
a
Or
lot of what AEW writing is as well. A lot of it feels like just calling out of, or we're friends,
yeah,
now we're
no.
not friends. Like it's a lot of just shit talking that leads to a fight. You know what I mean? Like that's
Like
UFC for.
obviously this is all obviously wrestling is staged and scripted, but you still that's the thing. You still need that good script. Otherwise, it's just gonna be we're watching just to watch. We're investing in more than just the fight. We're investing in the storyline and what is being said and being done. It doesn't help when it's just, all right, boom, two guys, nothing, here you go. Like you have to build towards it. And that's what AEW lacks in. They can't build. They haven't been able to build as of late.
And it just sucks. It just sucks. And I fear that that's the way I'm gonna have to look at it to enjoy it. And I mean, I'll come back here and I'll tell you guys about how great the match was. Because I've always said every week AEW provides the best wrestling on TV. I've said that since the beginning, but I'm just at a place now where if all I'm watching for is the wrestling, then that's all I'm going to start coming back to report. Like, because that's the only reason I would ever watch. And
Yeah.
if there's no, if they don't find a way to really put these stories together in a great way, and trust me, I'm not trying to kill AEW. But I listen to 1,000 wrestling podcasts a day, dude. Like it's not a
Yeah.
just a me thing. It's a general opinion that they just don't put stories together well, and they just kind of waste matches. It's just weird, man. It's just weird, and I'm trying to find a way to enjoy it. And this, it seems like that's the only way. But moving on. Not to spend too much time on it. Let's get to the WWE stuff. I just had a couple of things written down. Spend a little bit of time on Shayna and Ronda. Ronda came out to call out Shayna or to address her feelings on Shayna. And before she really could get into it, Shayna came out. And in this moment, Shayna, I love the angle that they're going with, is that Shayna is us. One of the first things she said is, please stop talking. She said, we are all so sick of hearing you try to speak on a microphone. And I was like,
No lies detected.
that was for us. That was for us.
Like,
Yes, she
understood.
can't talk. We get it.
It's like that old Peter Griffin where he's like, go on.
Yes, you got me. All right. And then she goes on to say, the only reason you're here is because of me. And I was like, literally, I feel like I said this 2 days ago.
Go
Her,
on.
she
Yep.
is only here for Shayna. And she
Again,
was
no
like,
lies
you,
detected.
I put in all the work and you reaped all the benefits. I was like, I see no lies. She turned into
No
CM
lies
Punk.
detected.
Tell me when I'm telling lies. And she just said everything we were thinking. Like, you don't deserve it. You came here because you couldn't hack it. And you're only here off the work I put in. And I'm the only reason you even jumped over here. And you suck on the mic, and I could whoop your ass. Let's just get it all out in the open. And she said,
Now,
she's the line that got me. She said, you're just upset because, unlike everybody else, I'm the only person around here that can actually shut you up. And I was like, this is it's vehicle to get her over. This is the only reason Rhonda should be here. Is that's my
so I have one thing to say about this promo. A Star Was Made. This was Shayna's defining moment. Like everybody coming up has that one promo or that one moment where they do something and it sticks and it's like, oh damn, all right, this is gonna mean something. And it happened not too long ago. Obviously, the result didn't happen right away, but I'm gonna use LA Knight as an example here. And you're probably gonna laugh at me, but the Money in the Bank. LA Knight cut that promo on everybody in the ring. Ricochet, Logan, Nakamura, he cut that promo on everybody in the ring. And as soon as he was cutting the promo, it's like, damn, okay, he's good. He's that's gonna mean something. This what just happened with Shayna, it was literally, like you said, it was for us. No lies were detected. It was smooth. Nothing was forced. It was natural. And not only that, it made sense. It made Shayna feel more like, damn, hold on. She's right. Like, she can actually do this. Like, I kind of actually want to see this now. I want to see more of this. This is the Shayna we've been looking for the last 2 years.
This is consistent.
It was,
this is
yeah,
consistent.
This was for me today. This was her defining moment right now since she's been on the main roster. This was the best thing she's done since she's been on the main roster.
Since biting Becky Lynch on the neck, this was the best thing.
Yeah, and I would honestly I would put this above that. I would put this above anything Shayna's done on the main roster, I will challenge anyone who says otherwise. This is the best thing Shayna Baszler's done since she's been on the main roster, and I 100% approve.
Do you think Triple H is going to let Shayna kill her at SummerSlam? I really truly hope so. I think you run a double or nothing, right? I think you have Shayna beat her in true Shayna Baszler fashion. Brock Lesnar, shit out of Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Have Shayna Baszler win. And then have her work the rest of the year climbing, chipping away to a chance at the world title. And then have Ronda come back and prevent her from winning said title. And then have them run it one more time at Mania.
I would approve of that because I think, and the right way to do it would be a storyline for me, which was one of the best storylines in NXT when they were both there, Shayna and Rhea. Because that storyline was great when it happened in NXT. And now the scripts will be flipped. Now Shayna will be where Rhea was, and Rhea's going to be where Shayna was.
Yeah, that'd be dope. And they could run so much story with that. Yeah. But that's where I'm at. Just real quick on that. Real quick on this too. They're going with Ricochet and Logan Paul for SummerSlam, right? That's definitely where this is headed.
Yes, and I'm not going to spend too much time on this, and I'm going to tell you exactly why it's happening for one reason and one reason only. You need a reason to give Logan Paul a victory. He's not, look at the matches he's had. He's not beating Miz. He's not beating Roman. He's not beating Seth. You're not beating anybody who's at a credible stature right now. Who can we feed you that's not being utilized that people want to see, but would still kind of be believable for you to get a win? Here's Ricochet. We're not giving you LA Knight. He's too white hot. We're not giving you Butch because Butch is the muscle of his group. We're not giving you Santos because he leads LWO. Ricochet's not doing nothing. Here, you can both do spots. You can both make highlights. Logan can get a win. That is the exact reason they're doing this.
That's all the time we
and
need.
It's a shame
on
for
it.
Ricochet.
I think you really said it all there. Wow.
That's
it's a shame
basically
to see.
all it
it's
is.
It's a shame, Ricochet.
It's a, this is where Prince Puma's gone. jobbing out to Logan Paul.
But I mean,
put me on
I
a
guess
dark
it's
match
good.
because now
But
I'm.
I guess it's good because at least Ricochet is getting Logan Paul for SummerSlam, so it's kind
Yes,
of
he'll
a
get.
win, right? I guess, right? Because that'll be one of the more viewed matches, I guess.
It probably will be just for the spots, but I mean, come on, I could rant on this all damn day. I'm not going to, but if you guys want to rant on this, let me know. But
Yeah, we might
this
want to
is
talk
just
about it.
so Logan can get a cheap win, because there is no way on God's green earth does Logan Paul go over Prince Puma. But Logan Paul and Ricochet,
Different
why
story.
not, right?
Different story. Yo, so speaking of easy
Damn,
wins.
that just made my blood boil a little bit.
Speaking of easy wins and squash matches and yo, what's going on with Natty, man? I mean, like, how many times
Oh my God, man,
are they
what's
gonna
not
throw
going on with
Natty
Natty?
to the wolf herself? Rhea Ripley to just get absolutely demolished. I mean,
Man,
she got a
I
lot of
feel
time this
like.
time, but still just utter defeat. Like,
Dude,
why?
I feel like this is the new Natty shtick now. You
When?
come in for a little bit, you job out for a couple weeks, then you disappear for like 2 months, then you come back again, job out again. Controversial topic. Natty
Maybe.
has become Alicia Fox.
Yo, no, yo, it's even crazier. It's even crazy. It feels deliberate, bro. Like,
She's become Alicia
let me
Fox.
paint you guys. Let me paint you guys a hypothetical. Let's go into conspiracy land. Follow me for this joke. What if, as a crazy conspiracy theory, Triple H joined the Illuminati to have the success of his WWE. And what if the sacrifice was that he had to balance every good thing in Natty's life with a loss?
Dude, I mean,
Wins a Guinness World Record, loses. Happy birthday, Natty. Here's a loss. Just
you
we're in
bought a new
Canada.
cat, here's a
Right,
loss.
it's a lot. It's a lot. We're in Canada tonight. We're gonna throw you out there for a loss.
Really quick. A
Just
quick
so
one
we,
at that.
it's like he's balancing out every great moment in our life with a loss. We're taking an L.
I am under the vast assumption that Natty has become Alicia Fox.
I
You're
feel
just here
so.
to put people over and nothing else. Have a nice outfit every now and then, have nice attire, and just
Listen,
take the loss.
maybe I wish this on Natty, with one of the unpopular opinion episodes we had. But if Tamina ends up joining the Bloodline and like that becoming a thing and her becoming successful again, then I'll blame myself for everything that's coming upon Natty because I wish that Tamina was in Natty's spot. So maybe I wish this on Natty. I'm sorry, Natty, but this is just now it just feels like Dolph Ziggler-y. And I'm just like, oh, this poor
It's not
girl.
even, I can't even give her Dolph Ziggler credit, because even Dolph had a win every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Every
I haven't.
once in a while. At least he became NXT champion, you know what I mean?
I can't remember anything significant Natty's done since like the Obama administration. And I'm gonna
The
piss somebody off
Obama
when I say
administration.
that, but like I feel like I was.
Poor Natty.
I can't even remember the last time I seen something significant from Natty.
I couldn't tell you. Since Natty and Tamina, but even then, people only half cared
Even
about
then, I
Tamina.
mean,
I really
yeah,
just,
we
we
cared
really
more
just
for
cared for
Tamina.
Tamina. So bad. So bad.
Is it bad that the one time Tamina
So
got a
bad.
title shot, I was more excited for that than any of Natty's title wins?
Yo,
Any
yo.
of Natty's title shots.
Yo, secret time. This is gonna kill you. I feel like if Tyson Kidd came back today, I would appreciate him more than I appreciate Natty being on TV.
Honestly, me
I
too.
would be all there for a Tyson Kidd push if Tyson Kidd came back. Would not care for Natty at all.
Me too.
I somehow, even though I hated Tyson Kidd, now that he's gone, Tyson Kidd holds enough credit and likability to me that if he came back today, he would be over Natty.
Dude,
It's
I
crazy.
feel like if Sarah Logan dropped the Valhalla character and just went back to being Sarah Logan, I would be more excited for that than I would be for Natty.
I feel like if you gave Sarah, if you put Sarah Logan in a position to be a serious singles wrestler next week and put her up against Natty, I'd be like, oh, this is a win for her. If they just
It's
and
just
no
that's.
promotion at all, if they just said
No.
Valhalla versus Natty tonight, I'd be like, oh, easy win for Valhalla. Just
And
sad.
like
So sad.
it's sad.
It's
That
terrible.
that's where I'm at on Natty.
Oh man. Well, where are you at on Edge and Grayson Waller? 25 years of Edge, Grayson Waller effect. Edge versus
I liked
Grayson
it.
Waller.
I'm
Yeah.
not even gonna lie. I did. It was a little weird at first. You kind of had to see where it was going, but I liked it. I liked the speech that Edge gave going down memory lane, how he was Sable's mystery partner, which, by the way, supposedly he broke a rule because he mentioned Sable's name on live TV.
And apparently, you're not
Don't
supposed to mention Sable's name on
don't
broadcast
see why
anywhere,
that's a big deal, but
or
it's
you'll
Edge. Edge is
summon
gonna
Brock
do.
Lesnar to F5 you through a table.
Yeah, like it's Edge. Edge is gonna do what he wants. He's going down memory lane. Just let him. And then I
Yeah.
like that he mentioned Mark Mero too, because I'm a huge Mark Mero fan.
Huge
Love
Mark
everything
Mero
Mark
fan.
Mero does.
Huge Mark Mero
We got to
fan.
have him on a podcast.
Yeah. And a dream
But I
fantasy
like.
book, I would pair Mark Mero with like the model Rick Martel, and like just a dream tag. I dream of that like all the time.
You know what? Yeah. But I mean, I
But
liked
anyway,
him going down memory lane,
anyway.
and all that was good. The match itself was fairly decent. They had a good showing for Edge. Edge showed, he still got it. The crowd's still behind him. Grayson looked really good. One thing I did enjoy was the nod at the end. Like he gave him that little Undertaker rub. Like, I told you to sink or swim, and you swam. And then threw him the microphone and then just left. I thought that was pretty decent. I like that they left it on live TV. I don't know if that was meant to be the case or not. Obviously, it probably was,
I would
but
hope so. I would hope so.
I like that they actually let that happen. It shows that they have a lot of stock in the Grayson Waller camp, which they should because the dude's good.
He's so good. And I feel like that's why they and I was very against it at first because I felt like it put him in an Austin Theory kind of place. And it put a lot of expectation on him, like the thing with John. But
It succeeded
if
though.
their thing is gonna be like him just running into veterans and putting on like consistently good matches, I'm for that. Like, because I know
One
Grayson
hundred
can
percent.
go. I know Grayson can go. And I know he wants it, and he just has not had his big break yet.
You
So
know
I think
what?
that's big for him that Edge told him he swam because you just know Grayson can go. And he can be serious, but he can be funny, but he can back up everything that he's saying. He's like a white MVP.
I
He's
was gonna say,
good, man. He's that good.
you know what I would do with Grayson next? Because you were talking about him running into legends and whatnot. Give him Ray. Give
They
him Ray.
could do magic. They could do wonders to him. Grayson
I
Waller and
honestly think
Theory.
him and Ray at like a SummerSlam. SummerSlam's what, about 4 weeks away? I feel like you could build that.
I think you could do Grayson Waller versus the whole LWO. Like against Ray, but like backed by the LWO. And he could like take
Yeah,
out
because
members of the LWO every week.
Yeah,
for me
like
too.
have him fight with Joaquin Phoenix first, and then just
Man.
have him beat up Joaquin after the match. Then have him fight Santos, have him beat up Santos after the match, have him attack what's his face backstage, and then set up him and Ray at SummerSlam.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That'd be
I think
fire.
that would be really good.
They could blow the roof off the place. You give them 20 minutes.
Oh yeah, no
They could do some
question.
crazy things. And then the end. Of course, we gotta talk about the bloodline.
Yeah, when do you not talk about the bloodline? It's not a
It's
podcast without
endless.
bloodline.
Not a podcast about the ones. The ones. So this week, the trial of the tribal chief went down on SmackDown. And let's try to, I'm just gonna try to go through the story and then we'll give the take after. They kicked the show off with the trial. Paul tries to plead his case and they tell him to shut up. And then he goes, there's only one person that can tell him to shut up. And then Solo shuts him up. So apparently there's not one person. Roman comes down and they do Exhibit A. But before they do Exhibit A, Roman, he's crazy. Like, yo, Roman tries to say some sort of manipulative hoo-ha. And Jay and Jimmy was like, no, son, you're not finna manipulate us. Then they showed this whole clip of every mush, every bat, just him, not just against the Usos, but against everyone in the bloodline, just being a manipulative, aggressive jerk. And it looks so bad. So bad. Just like if you were showing this shit to HR, man, you got a problem. You got a problem.
Not HR.
HR is like, this guy cannot be here.
Then Roman defending it like that boyfriend that just got caught cheating on his girl.
Yo, I've
That's not
never
me.
heard a more manipulative.
That's not me. You think I
Yo,
want to do that? That's not me. You made me do that.
shout
Like,
out
wait a
to him.
minute.
Yo, Roman is gonna get so many movies when he's done with wrestling because the way that he is like, he is an Academy Award winning freaking actor, dude. The way he just turned into the perfect manipulative boyfriend. Just, how could you? That's not me. How could you do that to me? How could you compile all of my worst moments? Do you know what it, you know what I'm taking in? You know what I gotta take on every day for you? This is for you. Like, yeah, I was like, yo, this is not doing this thing. He is spinning this so crazy. He is like master manipulator, bro. He is the worst. He is like the worst possible person in the world. And he goes,
Give it
yo.
to Roman.
He goes, he's looking at the freaking delay. And he's like, as he's spewing his manipulative garbage. And he's like, is this what you want? Is you want to be tribal chief? I don't even want to be tribal chief. I don't want any of this pressure. I don't want to lower myself like this. He goes,
You want it? Take it.
just take it. I don't even want it anymore. And he's like, he starts crying. He's taking it off and he lays it on Jay and he kneels down and he's crying on command. And yeah, this guy's a jerk, man. This jerk. And Jay's talking to him. And I don't know what he's saying, but it ain't mean nothing because right after that, low blow from Roman. Fight ensues, and at some point Jay gets tied up in the ropes. Roman and Solo demolish Jay, Jimmy, and
Jimmy.
what I didn't feel like was a hospitalization kind of, punishment, but I guess
It's writing. It's writing, you know.
whatever. puts him through a table. I mean, put a chair on him or something. I mean, I don't know. Solo sends Jimmy to the hospital for doing stuff you can do in a video game.
Pretty much.
And then, I mean, it wasn't even I digress. It's hilarious in actual thought. But he sends Jimmy to the hospital, and Jay goes with Jimmy. And it's kind of over. They pick up on this at the very end of the night as Roman decides, because I didn't get to do my promo because they were trying to put me on trial. I'm gonna just do my promo tonight, now, at the end of the show.
Yep, at the end
I'm
of the
gonna try
show.
this again. And Roman is hilarious because he's just the worst person in the world. Because when he first came out, when he was first putting his manipulative BS on, he went with the aggressive approach. And he said, I got pinned, but I'm still the tribal chief. Like, y'all don't have the authority to even be putting me in court right now. Like, what gives y'all the right to even be out here calling me out like this? Like, he went with the aggressive boyfriend approach first. And that didn't work. And then he turned into the apologetic boyfriend. But he tried aggressive first, so he was like, y'all don't even have, like, the trial like wasn't even real to him. Like, this isn't even actually a thing. Y'all don't have any authority to put anyone on trial. Which he's a terrible person. So he tries to get his interview off again. Jay's music hits. Jay's in the crowd. Jay's coming down from the crowd. Solo's meeting him at the barricade. And as soon as
Full
they make
shield, I
eye
guess.
contact, yeah, full shield. Jay's out for blood. Jay comes in, wrecks him, throws him into the turnbuckle, grabs a chair, goes in for Roman. He's about to take Roman, hits him with the chair, and ends up just unleashing it on Solo as Solo saves Roman. Unleashing it on Solo, at least like seven or eight chair shots back to back to back to back to back. And then grabs the title,
Lays down the gauntlet.
grabs the mic. It's like, yo, trial of the tribal chief. I'm judge, jury, and executioner. He laid it down like this. He said, you know what? I don't care about the blood. I don't care about the brothers. I don't care. You took my brother. Let's drop everything. Let's drop it all.
Trial by combat.
Trial by combat.
What a lie.
You want to know if you're guilty? We throwing down. You and me. Forget everything. I want war. We
So
got to
whoop
shoot
that
everything.
ass
We're going to shoot
one
them.
more time.
He said, you better accept my, you better accept my challenge so I can whoop that ass one more time. He ain't afraid of you. You ain't intimidating. Let's drop everything. I just want to whoop your ass again.
Can I play de I want to play devil's advocate for a second now, if I can. Not that I'm defending anyone.
Yeah.
Jay's kind of a hypocrite.
What do you mean?
He talked down to Roman and fought Roman for taking out Jimmy. Wasn't you just beating down your baby brother in the ring too? Wasn't
Listen.
you just beating down Solo?
Listen, listen.
Hey, I know he
Solo's the
need
one that did it.
his.
Solo the one that took him
Hey,
out.
I know, but I was just
At
playing
the end of
devil's
the day,
advocate for a
bro.
little bit. Hey, you know me, I'm just an advocate.
Listen, this is how it goes. You know what I
I'm not
mean?
a wise man, I'm an advocate.
When you're in these bloodline streets, man, you choosing sides. When Solo took out Jimmy, he chose a side. You know what I mean?
Hey, he's just blinded, man. You seen how it was when he picked up the lay too, and he just looked at it. He's a little blinded right now. He doesn't know what's right or wrong.
He blinded
You
and
know what they
blinded.
say.
That's what he is.
You know what they say, the baby
for coming
brother always
across.
needs guidance.
But
He just
listen,
needs some guidance, man.
and he beat that guidance right into him. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Spoken like the true big brother.
Main event, Jey Uso. You speak up. Say it with your chest. Say it with your
spoken
chest.
Like the true big brother.
Say it with your chest. It's main event, Jey Uso versus the Tribal Chief, man. He want that. He want that ass whooped one more time. Let me get my hands on him. Just please let me beat the hell out of you one more time. Because now I know I
So
can beat you.
I was gonna say, obviously, wasn't accepted yet, but
Has not accepted yet.
we know when this is gonna happen, do we
It's
not?
Gotta be SummerSlam. It's gotta be them for the title at SummerSlam. And you started by taking this is storytelling, bro. Because you think to yourself, if you Roman, you think to yourself, the only reason he's like this is because of Jimmy. The best thing about a great villain is that they have to believe what they feel is the truth is the truth. And Roman truly believes Jimmy is the whole reason Jay is not acting the way he's supposed to act.
Yeah.
So when this fall out of line, they took Jimmy out strategically. Because if you eliminate Jimmy, Jay falls in line. And it absolutely backfired.
Yeah.
Because he showed up, he was angry at Solo, and Roman tried that Roman shit because Jay wasn't there anymore. He was like, go, leave. Still trying to be tribal chief because now Jay ain't got nobody. F all that, bro. I'm here for you. Let's go. And I'm with it. I'm here. Main event, Jay
so
Uso, baby. Let's do this.
It's bound to happen.
Let's do it. I'm here. I'm here. You put the lay on him, you know? Like, I want him to be tribal. I believe it now. I'm fully
you
invested.
You gave him that taste. Now he wants it.
He wanted it. He said, now I got to get you. You know what that did to my heart? I ain't hear him say he was going to get somebody in a minute. Like, you know
yeah, he brought that main event out.
Since COVID era, I ain't heard him say he going to get somebody. And I know what that means. He got AJ Styles. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about the same man that was in there making it believable that he could be the best in the industry. So he going to get him.
Could happen. Bound to happen, man.
Nah, I got to get
but,
you.
But.
Yeah, that's everything.
That concludes this episode. Before we jump off of here, Stevie Jobber. I'm gonna ask you, man. You got any shout outs you want to throw out there?
Yeah, man. I got a figure four for the week. My first shout out, I want to give to Alex Kane. Just a congratulations shout out, my boy. Change the game.
Umaye.
It's for the people. I want to give a shout out to the High Wrestling Podcast, just because they're the homie. I want to give another shout out to Mr. Fiend X. He's a content creator, a 2K content creator. and he's just coming up with amazing stuff every week. He just did a really good looking CM Punk. He's done a really good looking Carlito. Josh Alexander, he does a ton of them, and he's very good. And I'm always on the community creations looking for new people to get. So I just want to shout out to all the content creators that are doing like great stuff for WWE 2K. And last but not least, man, Doghouse Gaming for all your retro gaming needs. Instagram,
sounds
Facebook,
good.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right. Well, guys, that concludes this week's episode. As always, you guys know where you can find us. Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, TikTok. Make sure you find us on Instagram, Twitter as well. And make sure you check out DangerousJobbersWebsite.com. Stay up to date on everything Stevie Jobber and myself are putting out there for you. And thank you for tuning in. Make sure you guys stay up. Make sure you guys stay blessed. And as always, stay
stay
dangerous.
Dangerous.
Oh, no.